James Bond. Let Die. Golden. Raker. Eyes Only. Pussy. Daylight. Nutty Professor 2, The Clumps.
Alan Partridge, Radio Man, running through his collection of James Bond films there. Soon, Alan and his friends might have to add another one to the list. It's called Trigger Mortis. It's the latest Bond novel to be authorized by the Bond Estate, written by Anthony Horowitz. It's a new book set back in 1957 against the backdrop of the space race, beginning 2 weeks after the events that are in Goldfinger. It also includes previously unreleased material written by original Bond author and creator Ian Fleming, and the return of Bond girl, Bond woman this time, Pussy Galore. So will the Bond book be a hit with fans or just a ghost-written case of overkill? Felix Salmon is senior editor at Fusion, and he reviewed the new Bond book for the Sunday New York Times. Felix, welcome.
Thank you.
So Bond in this book I'm reading is different, no longer the swaggering, drunken agent we're so used to.
Well, I don't know how used to drunken, racist, Ian Fleming Bond we really are, because really what we're used to is the movies, as you say. And James Bond has evolved in the movies over the past 50 years or so since Dr. No came out. And so we have evolved with him. And so what Anthony Horowitz is trying to do in this book, which is a little bit weird, is sort of disevolve James Bond and bring him back to the late 50s when Goldfinger came out. And that's pretty tough in 2015.
Is that a younger James Bond who was a little bit more prone to make mistakes, maybe a little more humble, a little more realistic than in the later books and films?
Well, he wasn't the action hero of the most recent blockbuster movies. And so, to your point, there's no way that Trigger Mortis is going to be turned into a movie anytime soon, because the movies always take place in the present day, and the books always, in Ian Fleming's time, took place in the present day. And frankly, the present day is where James Bond belongs. He's a way of us fantasizing about being able to kill all the bad guys and save all the good guys single-handedly. It's a great fantasy. That's something we can do nowadays. But what Anthony Horowitz is trying to do is reimagine what he might have done in the 1950s, only also stay true to the James Bond character that Ian Fleming came up with in the 50s in Goldfinger. And frankly, it's not the same Bond. Mm.
And so how does it work in an era when Bond can go to Q and have all the best gadgets, GPS-enabled, retinal detection? You can go down the list of amazing things he could have. Take that back to 1957. The toys aren't going to be quite as great to a 2015 audience. And yeah, I've seen that before.
Well, yeah, the toys are very ungreat. I mean, it's fantastic. I remember I was reading Goldfinger when I wrote this review, and there's this wonderful bit where the most high-tech toy he has is a radio, basically. And he puts a radio transmitter on another car. He tries to follow the other car by how much radio static he can hear, or how little radio static he can hear from the other car, but he doesn't even get a direction. And in the new book, we're talking about early space rockets, basically as high-tech as anything gets.
You also wrote, I should note, that it is somewhat less sexist than other Bond books.
Well, it's certainly less sexist than Goldfinger, which it's supposedly meant to be a sequel to. The women in this book are fully formed. They're actual characters. They're not nearly the sort of two-dimensional props that they were in Ian Fleming's day. Bond himself is much more respectful towards them. It's much less racist as well, that he doesn't have the occasional flashes of extreme racism that he had.
So it sounds like if Trigger Mortis is too nostalgic to be made into a new Bond film anytime soon, I don't know, maybe another Austin Powers remake might be in the offing. Maybe Mike Myers can take it on.
That would be interesting. But we do have a new Bond movie coming out. It's called Spectre.
Yes.
So we can look forward to that.
Yes, Spectre is coming out. The author, Andy Horowitz, of course, caused a little bit of controversy. You can Google that if you don't know what I'm talking about. Felix Salmon is senior writer at Fusion. He reviews Trigger Mortis, the new Bond novel set way back in 1957. Felix Salmon, thanks.
Thank you.